chapter 65, subject matter, Lord Balaram visiting Vrindavan. Next paragraph. Lord Balaram became very much anxious to see his father and mother at Vrindavan, and with great enthusiasm, therefore, he rode on a nice chariot and immediately started for Vrindavan to see Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda specifically. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, since a very long time, was anxious to see Krishna and Balaram. Therefore, when Lord Balaram arrived in Vrindavan, all the cowherd's boy and the gopis were by that time grown up, and still on arrival of Balaram, all of them embraced him. Lord Balaram also embraced them in reciprocation, and after that he came before King Nanda and Yashoda, the father and mother, and offered his respectful obeisances unto them. In response, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj also offered their blessings unto him. Next word. This time, both Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj addressed Lord Balaram as Jagadishar, or the Lord of the universe, who maintains everyone. The purpose was that both Krishna and Balaram were maintaining all living entities, and why Nanda and Yashoda were put to such difficulties of life on account of their absence. In this way, feelingly, they embraced Balaram and got him seated down on their lap, and as it had become their perpetual business, began to cry, and with the tears of their eyes, Balaram became wet. After this, Lord Balaram offered his respectful obeisances to the elderly cowherd's men, and similarly, he accepted obeisances from the younger cowherd's men. According to different ages and relationship, Lord Balaram exchanged a feeling of friendship. Those who were equal contemporaries in age and friendship, with them Lord Balaram shook hands, and with loud laughing embraced each one of them. This way, Lord Balaram, after responding the reception from the cowherd's men, boys, gopis, King Nanda and Yashoda, when he satisfactorily sat down, at that time all of them surrounded him. All of them began to inquire from Balaram different questions, because they met him after so long time. First of all, Lord Balaram inquired from them about their welfare. After that, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who had sacrificed everything for Krishna simply by being captivated by the lotus eyes of the Lord, and with a great desire to become a lover of Krishna, they did not ever desire anything like elevation in the heavenly planets, or plunge into the effulgence of Brahma and become one with the Absolute Truth. They were not even interested to enjoy the life of opulence in this world also. They were satisfied in a simple life in the village as cowherd's men, and were absorbed always in the thought of Krishna without any personal benefit. Still, in the absence of Krishna, they were so much in love with him that in faltering voice they began to inquire from Balaramji as follows. Nanda Maharaj and Yasodamai first of all inquired, "My dear Balaram, whether our friends like Vasudev and others in the family are all doing well. And my dear Balaram, both you and Krishna are now grown up, married men with children and family. Now, in the midst of your happiness of family life, do you sometimes remember your poor father and mother, Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Devi? It is very good news that Kansa has been kidnapped by you, and our good friends like Vasudev and others were being so much harassed by this sinful king Kansa is now relieved from such harassment. This is also good news. Both you and Krishna, after having defeated Jarasandha, or the Kalajaman, who is now killed, now you are living in a fortified fort in Dwarka. This is also very good news." Close. Next paragraph. When the gopis arrived there, Lord Balaram glanced over them with loving eyes, and being engulfed by such glance, the gopis, who were so long mortified on account of Krishna and Balaram's absence, now being enlivened by the presence of Balaram, began to ask about their welfare. They specifically asked Balaram whether Krishna, now being surrounded by the enlightened woman in Dwarka Puri, is enjoying his life very nice. Does he sometimes remember his father, Nanda, and mother, Yasoda, other friends with whom he so intimately behaved so long he was in Vrindavan? Has Krishna any program to come here to see his mother, Yasoda, or does he remember us, the gopis, now pitiably bereft of his company? Krishna might have forgotten us in the midst of cultured oven of Dwarka. So far we are concerned, we are still remembering him by collecting flowers and sewing into garland. But when we see he does not come, we simply pass our time simply by crying. If he will come again here and accept these garlands made by us, my dear Lord Balaram, the descendant of Dasa, you know that for Krishna's friendship we give up everything. In great distress, one cannot give up connection of family members like father, mother, brother, sister. So far we are concerned, even though it was impossible for others, we gave up our father, mother, sister, relatives. Krishna, without considering a pinch for our renunciation, all of a sudden he renounced us and went away. He could break our relationship without any serious consideration, and all of a sudden he cut off our so intimate relationship and left for a foreign country. We could have a dolphin going away from Vrindavan, but he is so clever and cunning that he can manufacture very nice words. He said within court, "My dear gopis, please do not worry. The service that you have rendered unto me is impossible to be repaid by me. After all, we are women, and how could he disbelieve him? Now we can understand that his sweet words were simply for cheating us. Quotation close, next paragraph. Another gopi, protesting Krishna's absence from Vrindavan, began to say as follows, within quotation, and then Balaram ji, we are of course village girls. Krishna could cheat us in that way. But what about the women in Dwarka? Don't think they are as foolish as we are.